This is HPR episode 2389 entitled, Thoughts on Lifetime Learning. It is hosted by Be Easy and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in this episode, I talk about my experiences in learning to be a good learner.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio fans. This is Be Easy, once again. Coming in doing something a little bit different this time. I want to talk to a subject that is very important to me, and that is lifetime learning. I'm not an expert on it. I'm just giving my experience. So I feel like I've learned from a lot of important people in my life who are older that the more they learn throughout their life, the more their cognitive ability is in their old age. And I know that there's studies that back that up. I'm not going to present those right now because I'm lazy and I don't feel like it. But I did want to talk about some of the things that I've learned in my pursuit of lifetime learning. I never claim to know a lot about a lot of things. But I know enough about the things that I try to learn about to get me started. And that's kind of the biggest thing that I've learned over time and that I've been taught. And I believe it has its roots in, East Asian philosophy. But that is, if you understand the basics of any topic and you understand it, the essence behind it, and the driving forces behind it, and you practice those and you get good at those, then you can often punch above your weight in that topic. And when I say punch above your weight, I mean to the outside, it will look like you know a lot more than you do because you understand the basics and the essence of that topic very well. I'll give an example. I have a martial arts instructor who talks about this exact idea, and it's also been in The Way of the Samurai, that book, and a whole bunch of other places, this philosophy. And I've seen it in many of his students when they go and they go out and do national and international tournaments. Some of the people who have very little experience can, even though they're doing very basic activities and basic movements, they outperform people who've been doing it a lot longer, who might know a lot more moves, but they can't execute any of those moves as well as his students who really just understand the basics and understand the history and the essence of what those movements are supposed to be. So they might only have 4 movements, but they execute them very well. Way better than the people who have, 25 movements that they know how to perform. The same is true in technology, in my opinion. I am by no means a software engineer. I call myself a software get it doneer because I haven't really been formally trained on anything. Very little formal training. I won't say none, but I end up making things work, and I'm making, when I have code reviews from external people, they talk about how well it's written and how it looks like, a very experienced person wrote it. But that's not me. But what I do, what I lack in knowledge about how to write a lot of different types of code is that I learned how to use, you know, good code styling practices for whatever language that I'm writing in. I learned how to use, if I'm doing object-oriented programming, I use good practices in that setting, or good functional programming practices. And, you know, I take the time to learn those things instead of trying to learn everything about the language and learn how to do everything. I understand. I try to learn, you know, like, for instance, for Python, I learn how to do things in a Pythonic way. If I'm doing C, which I will say never, but almost never do, I look at good examples of what people call good C code, and I follow that example, or C sharp, or whatever the case may be. And the same thing goes with activities and sports, and you know, whatever you choose to do, if you understand the basics and understand the essence behind it and practice that, it will bring you very far. One other example is, I don't know how many people in the Hacker Public Radio audience are dancers, but I have done a couple different styles of dance, and I am by no means, once again, an expert in any of this stuff, but if that's the one thing that dancers teach a lot is, you know, you don't need to know all the dance moves, but if you know the basics and you can perform them really well, then when you go out and dance, you will impress people, not because of your knowledge of a whole bunch of different things, but because you do the things that you do know how to do well. And so that's one other thing that I want to talk about, and it's my last point is, in the pursuit of lifetime learning, you should be getting better at learning. So the practice of learning, you should be getting better at as you get older. I see how, for instance, my dad learns, and, you know, he's been around a lot longer than me, and he learns things a lot quicker in a lot of situations, at least the basics and the understanding of what it is all about, because of this philosophy. And he also doesn't get frustrated by looking at other people who are at an ability that's above his and worrying about what they're doing. It's something that I grew up with, is a saying, worry about yourself. So instead of looking around and saying, well, this person that is also in this class that I'm learning is way better than me, and getting yourself down about it, you know, don't worry about them. Focus on yourself and your own learning and making improvements to yourself. And that's the goal, in my opinion, of life, is to always be improving and being better than you were the day before, whether that be more ethical than the day before, a harder worker, a better parent, a better spouse. You know, no one's perfect, and you should not be frustrated by your imperfection, but you should understand it, and you should think about if you can do something to make yourself better. And by all means, you know, none of us are perfect in that endeavor. I can tell you from firsthand experience that I don't get it right all the time, and I slip back and do things, or, you know, I'm not always pursuing getting better all the time, but when I do, I feel like my life is more fulfilled. When I know that, you know, I taught one of my kids something better, and they are responding to me better than the day before, that makes me feel good. And when I learn a new activity, and I did it today better than I did yesterday, or ran a mile faster than I did the week before, that is a really great feeling, and it's something that I would try to reproduce all the time. Anyway, sorry if this is a little heady and a little out there and not real technical, but it's something that was on my mind, and it was something that I thought, you know, it would be great to get other people's opinion on. And we're a little low in the queue, so here's my little contribution for this time of year. So with that, I'll conclude. But thanks again, and I invite everyone who listens to Hacker Public Radio to contribute. It's really easy, and there's lots of episodes in the Hacker Public Radio archive about how to do it. And there's also some good resources on the website. So please contribute, respond to any of the casts that either I've made or any of the other contributors have already made. And, you know, more great content will continue. Thanks, and you've been listening to Be Easy on Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.